This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the United States would produce 100,000 ventilators in 100 days, and that he had named White House aide Peter Navarro as the coordinator of the Defense Production Act. Speaking at a White House news conference, the president said that he invoked the act because of reluctance on the part of some American companies, including General Motors, to produce the ventilators needed to meet the coronavirus pandemic.
We thought that we had to deal with, as an example, General Motors, and I guess they thought otherwise. They didn't agree, and now they do.
Trump said there was a great chance the United States would not need so many ventilators to fight the coronavirus outbreak and would then help other countries in need. The president had come under criticism from some state governors, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, for not invoking the Defense Production Act earlier. The U.S. House of Representatives on Friday approved a $2.2 trillion aid package, the largest in American history, to help people and businesses cope with the economic downturn inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic.
A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
The massive bill rushes billions of dollars to medical providers on the front lines of the outbreak. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that members from both parties were able to put aside their differences to do what is best for the country.
We're so pleased today to be able to have passed on the floor practically unanimously this important bill, CARES, and we want to demonstrate that we do care for the American people in every way.
President Donald Trump signed the legislation late Friday. This is VOA.